This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We just read Parsha Shoftim, which concludes with the Parsha of Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa is the halacha when we find someone murdered between two cities. The Skenim go and they measure to the closest city, and they bring an Egla, which they will be Arufa, to chop its head off, and they say a tefillah, a proclamation. Yadeinu lo yishafchu es adam azeh. It is not our hand that spilled this blood. Veinenu lo ra'inu. We did not see what happened to this person. Kaper li'amcho Yisrael asher padisa Hashem. Forgive, Klal Yisrael, that you have redeemed. Valtitin dom noki bekerv amcho Yisrael. There should not be innocent blood spilled among Klal Yisrael. V'nechaper lehem hadom. So this parasha of Egla Arufa is the parasha of how to deal when there is a murder which is unsolved. If you look at the Bali Musar and the Sfarim, the Mefarshim, there's many lessons that are conveyed in the parasha of Egla Arufa. There's many, many Yisoidos of Limud that need to be learned from the halacha of Egla Arufa. Let us begin analyzing and understanding the parasha of Egla Arufa to take out its lessons. If you take a look, we see that the Chachamim, the Skenim, the Kehanim, they must come and proclaim their innocence. Rashi points out, why would we think that they are guilty? I mean, to proclaim their innocence means that there is somewhat of a doubt of their responsibility, that they have to claim that it's not their achrayus, it is not their sin. Says Rashi, that what they have to proclaim and say, Yodeinu lo yishavchu es adom azeh, v'chiol salev shezikne bezdin sheivche domim heim. You think that they're murderers, that we need to them to claim that they're not. They're going to say that it is not our fault because we did not see this wanderer and we did not feed him. We fed him. We gave him mezoinos and we escorted him. Levia. Levia is a halacha. Whenever a guest comes to you, whenever someone from the outside comes to you and he leaves, you must escort him. So we did this, and therefore it is not our responsibility. Now let's say they did not feed this person. So then this is a reason why he should have been murdered? This is a cause for him to be murdered? What does one have to do with the other? It seems that this is their proclamation of innocence because we fed him. And therefore, it's not our fault that he got killed. And if we didn't feed him, this is a direct reason why he should get killed. There's murder for many reasons in the world. How is our not feeding, not giving him his mezoinos, directly connected to his murder, his death? Rashi in Masechta Sota explains something interesting. The Chachamim refabricate the scenario of how he was killed. Mistame, probably this person needed food. And since he needed food, he went and he robbed. He was on the way alone and he robbed. The person who he was robbing went and murdered him. But that's the only scenario possible where a person gets killed. We have to remake the story that there was a stealing, he stole, and therefore it has to do with the fact that we did not give him food. Very interesting. It's a very interesting pshat that Rashi's pointing out here. Had we given him food, he wouldn't have robbed. Had he not robbed, he wouldn't have been murdered. We are almost reinventing a scenario that's not necessarily muchach. It's not necessarily that it's a given. Now, Rabbi Yisai, let me ask you a question. If you take a look, we say, the Chachamim have to say, Kaper li'amcho Yisrael asher podisa. Forgive Klal Yisrael. Why is it that all of Klal Yisrael needs a kapora? The person who killed definitely needs a kapora. The Skenim, we're going to blame them for not feeding. Okay. But why is it Kaper li'amcho Yisrael asher podisa? There's a tremendous lesson here, Rabbi Yisai. Responsibility of the community for what happens to the individual. And I begin with this because I want to uncover all the lessons in this concept, in this yesoid, that we are all united in responsibility as a whole, as a group, as a nation, Kaper li'amcho Yisrael, for what happens to the yachid, to the individual. And now let us learn where the responsibility lays and what is the lessons of Egla Rufa that teach us our responsibilities. Rabbi, let's understand the parsha properly. A murder happened. We don't know who killed this person. Yet all of a sudden, we go into high gear to put blame. The Chachomim, the Skenim, the Kehanim have to come and say, it's not my blame, it's not our fault. And we're starting to find somehow how it could be connected to them because we should have fed this person. This is the connection. This connects them to the murder and the murder scene. How does the lack of feeding this individual somehow tie back to the murder and to the chiyuv and to the responsibility over this murder? Let me begin by telling you over what the Evan Ezra explains. We seem to connect it to the closest city. The Reitzeach necessarily comes from the closest city, but he can't be traveling from somewhere else. Says the Evan Ezra, it's not that the Reitzeach, the murderer, comes from this city, but if a murder happens next to a city, it must be the hashpa. It must be the influence. There's something about this place that such a thing could happen. So here we're learning an interesting yesoid that not only do we blame, not only are we trying to find blame on the skenim, not only we're trying to find blame on Klal Yisrael as a whole, Kaper li'amcho Yisrael, but we're even trying to pin it and connect that there's some blame in the place. It has something to do with the influence of this particular place connected to this murder. Again, Rabbi Yisai, it's a tremendous lesson, Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is the parsha that connects how such a tragic thing could happen in Klal Yisrael. And we got to tie and connect the dots. That's what Egla Rufa, the parsha, is about. Connecting the dots. When we see things, Tzoris in Klal Yisrael, we can hear unfortunate situations. It could be an accident in a car. It could be someone, Loyalenu, is sick. We need to look beyond the actual incident and see where underlying, where is the problem, and we need to correct, and we need to be mechaper, and we need to fix where the issue is rooted. Now, Raboisai, let's pay attention to an interesting Sifri. The Sifri is a Chazal. On the pasuk of Kaper Liamcho Yisrael Asher Podisa, says the Sifri, Kaper Liamcho Elu Hachayim, the living should be forgiven. Asher Podisa Elu Hamesim, these are even the dead people in the cemetery, they too need a kapara. They're not involved. How are they involved? They're not alive. They're not here. And yet, the Medrash, the Chazal, are tying blame, are pinning blame even on those that are not here, the Mason. Now, let's go one step further. Asher Podisa. What do you mean, Podisa? What does it mean, Podisa, that you redeemed? Says the Medrash, says the Sifri, Podisa mi Eretz Mitzrayim. Forgive Klal Yisrael who left Mitzrayim, says Rav Shach Zecher Tzadik Levracha. We're pinning blame all the way back to all the people throughout the generations, even to the point where we say those that left Mitzrayim too are somewhat responsible in this story. How are the people who left Mitzrayim responsible in the story of Egla Rufa? Says Rav Shach, when there's murder in Klal Yisrael, it's a breakdown in the respect for people. It's a breakdown in chesed. We're blaming ourselves that we didn't give him a zoinus, that we didn't feed him. It's a breakdown in achnosis orchim. And we have to find, where is this breakdown rooted? And the answer is, it goes back generations and generations, that we didn't give over properly the midos of Avraham Avinu, the midos of chesed. And that's how we understand that such a thing could take place. You see how much we look and we search for the underlying cause. And the answer is not just today, for the living here, but even for those that are not alive. And even for those that what? That left Mitzrayim. My boy say, pay attention. When we see acts which are not in concurrence with Yiddish Rachmonis, with love and kindness, the Torah says you need to look and find the root of it. And anything, any little thing that somewhat brought about this needs to be rectified with a kapara of kapar li'amcho Yisrael asher podiso. You know, we become very numb to terrible things that happen around us. Yeah, okay, it happened. But when you see Torah values of chesed, Torah values of self-respect for human beings, when there's a breakdown in that, we need to identify and rectify the cause of it. Now, Rabbosai, let's go a little further, a little more. Let's say we would give mizoinos. Let's say we fed this individual. How does it tie in that our feeding would protect him from getting killed? So we said, because the Chachamim understood that possibly he stole because he didn't have food, and the murderer killed him because he tried to steal. There's an unbelievable chidah, Rabbosai. Fascinating chidah, fascinating. Had we fed him, he would be besimcha. If he is besimcha, his mazal would change, which would protect him from getting killed. You understand what we're talking over here? And we're blaming Klal Yisrael for not being misameach, the person who is alone, he's wandering, he doesn't have food, to the point that if because we were not misameach him, that's why he was killed. And it is our fault. Anachno ashemim b'zeh. Rabbosai, we walk around and we see people, they're unhappy, and we don't pay attention to it. We don't pay attention. Mind your own business. The American logo. The American logo, my Zayde Zeichet Tzadik Levracha used to say that when he came to America, the one saying that he could not sit well, did not sit well with him, was mind your own business. And my Zayde would say, in Europe we were taught, it is my business, your well-being and what bothers you is my business, because you and me are one, you and me are brothers. We are looking at the root cause of this person's demise, and what is the answer, says the Chidah? His lack of simcha. And we're responsible for that. You hear, Rabbosai? You know, there's an interesting Gemara. Gemara says that Eov had three very close friends. When Eov was in trouble, they all showed up at the same time to console him, to be mechazik him, to uplift him. Says the Gemara, how did they all know that Eov was suffering, that they all came at the same time? Says the Gemara that all three friends had a tree in the backyard. And on the tree was carved the faces of the friends. And every morning they would go out, and first thing in the morning, first order of business, was to see on the faces, are my friends happy? Something's missing. Says the Gemara, when they saw Eev's face was sad, all three of them knew, even though they were all in three different locations, that Eev needs chizuk. He needs to be uplifted. He needs to be misameach. We should be misameachim. And they quickly ran to be misameach. It's first order of business. Tell me, Rabbosai, early in the morning, how many look around to say, wait a minute, my friend is having a hard morning? Or are we too busy rushing and running and coming and going and standing? This is, Rabbosai, a responsibility to be misameach another person. And if things don't go well for him, maybe the way the Chidah is explaining, it is our fault. Anachnu ashemim b'zeh. This is a tremendous lesson in responsibility, community, people. Am Yisrael, Kapir L'Amcha Yisrael Asher Padisa. Our responsibility to be keen that our friends should be besimcha. The altar from Kelim gives a different pshat. Why the fact that we gave Mizoinis means that he was able to not be murdered, and if we would not give Mizoinis, if we would not feed him, it would be our responsibility that he was murdered. What is the connection? The question that the Chidah addresses, Alter von Kelim says it more simply, and he says, had we given him food, he would have felt good about himself. He feels good about himself. He has the strength to stand up against somebody who is out to hurt him. He's not broken. He has self-esteem. He feels good. And because he feels good, he's able to stand up against somebody who is out to hurt him. Rabbi Sai, in life, people sometimes don't have the moral self-esteem and courage. They're broken. And because of that, they can't stand up to life's trivials that push down the person. Is that also our responsibility? Maybe. Maybe. Maybe if we were mechazik. Maybe if we gave encouragement. Maybe if we gave chizuk and strength to our friend, he'd be able to withstand the murderers of life situations. Life also could kill a person. You don't need a murderer. It doesn't have to be with a weapon. Daily life has enough tzoris and enough difficulty. Maybe if we don't give the person self-worth, we're responsible for it. Bali Amusr, Sefer Darki Musr, says a Muridik Pshat. Till now we were discussing, had we given him Mizoinis, food, then the person who was murdered would be able to protect himself from the murder. Says Bali Musr, it also works about the person who does the murder. Had we fed this person, then maybe the murderer would not murder. Why? Because if we elevate and we work on Kavod HaAdam, if we work on respect and love, it influences that maybe people won't murder. Rabboisa, you hear what I just told you? Let's listen carefully again. The Mefarshim are telling us, both because of the person who was murdered, and both as well the person who murders, this would have been alleviated. If what? If we would give Mizoinis, if we would have fed him. So either because we Mesameach him or we gave him self-esteem, he would be able to withstand the person that's murdering him. Say Bali Musr, even the murderer would not murder if there was a build-up and an influence of respect and love and dignity and caring that we gave Mizoinis and we were Machnes Oirech. It's a tremendous lesson on how to build up a society where Adam, there's dignity. Now, Rabbi, we don't have to murder somebody with a gun. We could murder somebody with Lashon Hara as well. And maybe even more with Lashon Hara than with a gun. Maybe we can inflict tremendous amount of pain as well as murdering the person with Lashon Hara. So how do we combat that? And the answer is with acts of kindness, acts of respect and dignity, feeding, acts of pleasant behavior Bein Odom L'Chaveroi has such a tremendous effect. You know, the Pasuk tells us that the Skenim say, Yadeinu L'Shavchu Es Hadom Hazeh. We did not spill this blood. Ve'einenu loy ra'u. What does it mean, our eyes did not see? Rashi explains, we did not see him in his problem and did not take care of it, because we took care of it. How many people bring a carbon and say, it's not our fault? Hey, would you bring a carbon and say, I didn't do the Aveira, I didn't see anything, I don't know about anything, but here's the carbon. So what do you bring a carbon for? It's a very interesting carbon. Well, we all know that people never take blame. And one of the greatest things we could do in tshuva is vidui, which is to take blame. Here we have a carbon. And the first thing we proclaim is, we didn't do anything wrong. It's not us. So what do you bring carbon for? Many mefarshim say, ve'einenu lo yirou is not an excuse, but it's a taina, it's a complaint. The fact that you didn't see, that's also something that you need to bring a kapara for. What didn't you see? Satmar Rebbe explains, you didn't see the sins that influenced the place. Like Devin Ezra explains, that such a thing could occur. You overlook. Sometimes we overlook averis. And then it becomes all of a sudden a bad influence to the point that something terrible happens. We need to bring a kapara. Why didn't we look when we had the chance? I say these Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha said a different pshat. Ve'inenu leirou, says my grandfather Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha. A lot of times when somebody's suffering, we say we didn't know, we didn't see, we weren't privy to the fact that he's suffering. That's not an excuse. Ve'einenu leirou is not an excuse, but it's a taina. You should know. A person must know if the people around him are in pain. You know, as a Rav, I get to hear so many problems that I just never knew that the person had. And there are people who are around me. Because a person is so caught up in himself and his own problems. He just doesn't see, just doesn't know. We need to look out, to see, to check. What is the other person? Maybe something's bothering him. There's an interesting marsha. Marsha says, you notice the Gemara says that we did not feed him. We fed him. And also, what did we do? No? Leviya. We also escorted him. If we didn't escort him, then it would be somewhat our fault that he got killed. Now what is Leviya, Rabbi? So Leviya is a halacha. Leviya is that a person comes to our house, we must escort him, and the simple reason is because we want to make sure he knows where he's going. If you don't escort him, who knows where you can get lost in a bad neighborhood and something bad could happen to him. Many poiskim halachic authorities hold that could be today there's no chiyuv leviya because we have signs, we have street lights. You're not going to get lost. Why do you have to tell a person where he's going? Yet, many mefarshim learn that it's a skula. There's something a skula. You know, Baruch Hashem, we're a beautiful Sephardic community here. Every time they hear the word segula, they all of a sudden pick up their heads and they're up. Yes, the word segula, the Chafetz Chaim and Avos Chesed calls Leviya a segula. You see, it works. Everybody picks his head up. Okay. So listen to the segula of Leviya. What is this skula? The Marshal explains, when you are malaveh somebody, it's goodwill. It shows that you care for him. He carries this goodwill with him, and it's a skula for shmirah. Yeah? It's a skula. This that you're showing, that you care and you want he should be safe, he takes that with him. And this protects him. Almost like the words of the Marsha, Ritzon Yireav Yaseh. You want so much he should be protected, he will be protected. To the point that the Ritzeach, the murderer, he won't be able to do much to him. You hear his skula? It's a beautiful skula. What's the pshat, Rabbi Sai? Kindness is infectious. That's the lesson. When you act in a kind way, it carries. The sviva around takes from it. And there is shmira, there is protection. This is tremendous lessons in what it means, the sviva, the surrounding, the community. Positive things, when a person does something positive, something kind, how it carries and it creates an atmosphere against evil, against bad. This is one of the lessons of Egla Arufa. And that's why we search, we look to see which city, the people around, and we even blame all the way back to Yoytzei Mitzrayim, because good influences good in the world. You know, Rabbi Isai, I don't know if everyone knows what Yud Gimel Midas are. What are the Yud Gimel Midas? Slichas, we're saying slichas. Svardim have already begun the slichas, and Emetz Hashem, the halacha shir will be in reference to slichas. What is the essence? What is the ikar of the slichos? The yud gimel midos rachabim. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. Erech apayim v'rav chesed v'yemes. Say it over again and over again and over again. Where does it come from? What is the makor, the root? Where is it found? It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ilamoli mikra." If the pasuk wouldn't tell it to us, we would not be allowed to say the following: that Hashem Himself put on a talis, and He taught Moshe Rabbeinu that whenever Klal Yisrael sins, they should Yasu Kaseder Azeh, they should do the following and say the Yud Gimel Midos. And Ani Meichelem, I forgive them. If you look at the language of the Gemara does not say Yoimru. It doesn't say you should say Yud Gimel Midos. It says Yasu. They should do Kaseder Azeh. People always say, did you say slichos? Slichos is not to be said. Slichos is to be done. Yasu. Toimet Vayra says, you want to know what the ikar of the slichos is? Mahu rachum afat rachum. Mahu chanun afat chanun. It's to behave in the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. Mercy, kindness, compassion. When a person behaves compassionate, it cleans all the sin. It cleans all the evil, all the bad that comes from one's actions. Every act a person does has a hashpa. People don't realize every act you do in this world has an effect. And every kind act uproots the bad. It's zel umazel. It combats bad. We gave mizoinis. We gave mezoinus, that means the murderer won't murder. Yes. Because kindness combats bad and evil. Did you hear what I just told you, Rabbi? Please learn this. Man in life has a tremendous achrayus, a responsibility. Every act could either do something negative or he could do something extremely positive to combat that negative. Kaper li'amcho Yisrael asher pudiso. Why? Because Yadeinu lo yishafchu es adom hazeh. Because we gave mezoinus and leviyah. This is how we combated. I saw my Zaydi in the Ksavim says something interesting. This parsha of Egla Rufo, before it, the parsha begins, Kiseitzi la melchoma lo yivecha. That's the parsha before Egla Rufo. Kiseitzi la melchoma lo yivecha. When you go out to war. The parsha after Egla Rufa, which is next week's parsha, say Bali Musar, say Hasidic Rebbes. This Kiseitze brings about midah of retzach, of murder. And therefore, the influence is ki matzei chalab adama, that someone got murdered. How do you combat that? Mezoinus and leviyah. That's how you influence. What happens, Rabbi Yisai, where it's not our in our capability of helping the other person? We see a person is down. He needs parnosa, he needs mezoinus. So it becomes the responsibility of everyone, Kaper li'amcho Yisrael. Everyone is responsible. But what happens if I can't do it? So let me tell you over at Tzrar Hamor. Tzrar Hamor is a beautiful pshat. If you notice that there's a dual responsibility between the shoiftim, the zikne ha'ir, and the kehanim are also involved in Egla Arufa. If you take a look, what do the skenim say when they bring the carbon? Yadeinu loyishavchu es hadom hazeh. What do the kehanim say? Kaper li'amcha Yisrael asher podisa. Why is it that we need both the skenim and the kehanim? And why does one say Yadeinu loyishavchu es hadom hazeh while the other says Kaper li'amcha Yisrael? The kohen says Kaper li'amcha Yisrael. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says something very profound. The skenim, they need to take responsibility on the murder. Yadeinu loyishavchu es hadom hazeh. Had they taught Torah properly, the influence of the Torah would have created that there should not be a murder. Had they taught the halachas properly, people would know how to give tzedakah, how to do achnasas arachim. It's their responsibility. You hear how far it goes? What about the kehanim? Their responsibility is to give chizuk after the fact. When Klal Yisrael has a murder, there's a yush, there's a certain feeling of, oh, how could such a thing happen? Oh boy, how far did we fall? And the answer is Kaper li'amcha Yisrael. Even if you fall, you can have kapara. And that's also responsibility, says Rav Shiva Ramosha. The responsibility is chizuk for someone that falls. That's also Rabbi. How many people we know make mistakes? They need chizuk. That's also the responsibility. But the Tzrar Amor is a different pshat. Says the Tzrar Amor, you know why the kehanim are involved? And the answer is because the job of the kohen is to daven. Had the kohen davened, such a thing wouldn't have happened. Had the kohen davened, such a thing wouldn't have happened. Oshavir Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, explains that's the pshat in the pasuk. Yadeinu lo yishavchu vayridu ziknei ha'ir ahi es ha'eglo. V'nikshu ha'kehanim b'nei Levi ki bambach Hashem levarek v'al pihem yeh koriv v'chol naga. The kohen, al pihem, according to their mouth, will be every nega, every, what does it mean? Al pihem. Simply it means that they will tell if someone is a mitzvah. Says the Oshavir Rebbe, al pihem means their tefillah. Al pihem. Yeh kol nega v'chol riv. Everything that happens has a lot to do with the kohen's davening. Let me end with this Gemara. The Gemara says that if someone is not mevaker choyla, it's a Gemara in the Dorim, says the Gemara, Hareze shoyfech domim, af memam aleph. He's a murderer. How is someone who's not mevaker choyla a murderer? Why is he a murderer? So simply, like the chidah that we said, had you be mesameach him, maybe his mazel would change, right? The Rosh says something unique. When you're mevaker choyla, the chiyuv is to daven. That's one of the most important parts of bikur choylam, to daven for the choyla. Maybe it is your davening at this particular time that was needed to save the person, and if you don't do it, you are the shayfech domim, it's your responsibility. Rabbi Yisai, the lesson tonight from Egel Aruf is, what is our responsibility to a problem? What is our responsibility to a person that's alone, that's downtrodden, that's a wanderer? And the answer is everything, from feeding him to giving him chizuk to being misameach him. And if I can help, no, Rabbi say, finish with me. If I can't help, what becomes my responsibility? To daven for him. And all this is Yadeinu Leishafchu Es Adom Hazeh. Boys, I pay attention. Egel Arufa is the responsibility of Kapper Li'amcho Yisrael, everyone. Everyone. And even those that maybe are not here, and even those that generations back, everyone has responsibility. If a Jewish person gets hurt, if a Jewish person gets murdered, if there's something bad that happens, it becomes our chizuk, our chiyuv, to help, to be mechazik, and to daven.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.